All right, Coach Doug Newton. Coach, your team got off to a pretty good battle here early on with the Arweva tonight, and the foul situation kind of changed things a little bit in the game, but you had some guys come off the bench and play some great minutes for you. I thought it was a really good effort from your team all night.
Yeah, when you look out there and you've got four sophomores and a couple of them are not really battle-tested, and then a junior that doesn't have a large amount of varsity minutes, but I thought they played their guts out there. And in the second quarter there, and we had to go to our bench, and they had their two starting post players back in there. I thought they still got some things done. Trevor Schultz came in there, made a couple plays. We rotated pretty well defensively with that second group in there, and we drew three charges. I think they were all in the second quarter. And we always talk about the weak side help. You got to be there early. If you're late, kind of like a baseball, the tie goes to the runner. But I thought we did a pretty good job playing with intensity there. I thought we got a little tired. I need to somehow find a way to get Kolbermeister some rest here and there. But sometimes the game gets going, and sometimes the bigger the game, the better he plays too. Actually, not sometimes. Most always, the bigger the game, the better he plays. He's a competitor. But we didn't adjust soon enough to how the game was being refereed. We were kind of reaching in trying to tie it up, and we had several fouls that way. Not one time did we come out of there with the ball, and the referees didn't blow the whistle. So apparently we fouled every time, which maybe we did, but like I said, that's just an adjustment we got to make. We had to quit reaching like that. But a couple times late, they got two and three times there where they got second chance baskets, and then a couple of those were and ones on top of that. So. Not only did we make a small mistake by not getting the defensive rebound, allowing them a second chance at it, we fouled them on top of that. So, and there's nothing like a three-point play to get, the old conventional three-point play to get the crowd into it and getting them fired up. But got to credit our crowd too, man. They stayed in there. It was a big night, parents' night, and I thought they really gave us a lot of energy that way too. So, I told our guys, if you play with that kind of heart and desire the rest of the season, we're going to be somebody to be reckoned with, I think, and take tonight and build on it, even though you're not that happy about getting beat tonight, but definitely competed, and we're did about a 180 from compared to what we did to the first time when we played up there at Arweva at their place. So,
yeah, certainly a lot of positives, a lot of strong effort out there throughout the night. It just seemed like in that second half, every time that you would get close 4 or 5 points, that's when they would make one of those 3-point type of plays to build the lead back out. It was just kind of trying to play catch up and never could quite get over the hump there.
Yeah, they're very athletic. And they played a ton of varsity minutes over the years, and they're so athletic that they can help and recover. Not only just tip a pass, they can just steal the dang thing. And they had a couple of run-out layups late that were big. Sometimes you might try to reach out and get a foul to half court just to stop it so we can set up a defense before you're in the one-on-one, but sometimes you can't catch them. But we had a chance to cut it to three there, I believe, when we got a, I don't know whether that pass to Dakota on that pick and roll was touched or tipped or not, but he bobbled it just a little, just enough that he had to double clutch a little bit there, and they called him for double dribble, and it was. But that was an eyelash from being a pretty good play and keeping our crowd something to cheer about. But I've got to do a better job of getting some stuff to do late game situations offensively to generate some post touches and spread their defense out a little bit too. We were trying to run – I didn't think our post activity was great, and that's just – they were just running what I was asking them to run. So you're talking to the guy who's got to kind of wake up and figure some things out for this last month of the season. So, and like I told him, we got time. We got to wake up over the weekend or regroup over the weekend. We got a tough game against Coon on Monday. I don't care where you play them. They're always tough. Corey does a tremendous job. They're well coached. They play hard. Not only are they tough everywhere you're playing, but they're definitely tough at home. But we play well over there. We get a chance to get a win there. And then we play at West Harrison on Tuesday. And then we have some time the rest of the week next week to kind of shore some things up. And then it's about over as far as the regular season. It's time to go to the real grind. So,
yeah, it's great competition tonight, Coach. Thanks for your time.
Yep, thanks for the coverage.